the Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog ear this for now.
Comedy Forecast, episode 429. Where you gonna stay?
Bringing you the funny since 2005, it's the Comedy Forecast Comedy Podcast, powered by its patrons. For as little as a dollar, you can help us support the show and get episodes before everyone else. To find out more, just search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4, on Patreon.com. That's Patreon.com. Or go to ComedyForecast.com and click on the Patreon link on the page. Thank you.
It's time for the third annual Comedy Forecast Podcast Today in April event.
I love
it. That rocks.
They're everywhere.
That's right. There will be a new episode of Comedy Forecast every day in the month of April. So come on, let's get to today's forecast. It's time for part 11 of Baron's Bunch, an original Comedy Forecast story, where my name isn't Raymond J. Johnson Jr. And it's not. The name's Hart. Detective Hart. Two A's, two T's. Spell it right, say it right. And I'm narrating this story so you don't have to. In our last episode, Baron Freuherr had dinner with Miss Abby Fallmarker, owner of the Venus Arms Hotel and Towers and the Little Wicker Basket Company. They're everywhere. The Baron got Abby to reveal a few things about the Monster Hunters, who'll be having their annual banquet at the Venus Arms. He found out that the Monster Hunters will be staying in their presidential suite. Maybe that information will be helpful, since the Baron and his gang are about to steal weapons from the Hunters. Speaking of the Monster Hunters, which I just was, two of them, Igor Spanner and Van Heflin, are standing in the lobby of the hotel, their gazes fixed on the lobby entrance.
Look, there's the doctor.
Great! Now we can check in!
Welcome to the Venus Arms Hotel and Towers, gentlemen. How can I help you?
We're here for the Monster Hunters Club banquet!
Yee-haw!
Ah, yes. I should have guessed from the costumes.
What costumes? This, sir, is our monster hunting gear.
Potato, tomato. The science fiction convention said the same thing last week. May I have your names, please?
As long as you promise to give them back.
I assure you, I have no use for them.
I'm Van Heflin. Howdy. And these are my friends, Dr. Wichter and Igor Spanner.
Just a moment. Let me look that up. Ah, there you are. Oh, I see you booked our presidential suite. You do realize that that suite is $4,000 a night, don't you?
Spanner?
I'll handle this. Listen,
Giles, sir.
Well, Giles, I happen to have a coupon here for 80% off.
Sir, this is a Bed Bath & Beyond coupon, good for 20% off. You changed Bed Bath & Beyond to hotel and 20% to 80%. In crayon, I might add.
So?
So, the room is still $4,000 a night. And by the way, your coupon has expired.
I think they still take it.
Maybe we should move into a cheaper room. Do you have any single rooms open?
Yes, several. Oddly enough, a gathering with the word monster in it tends to scare off the general public.
Well, that suits us just fine. We'll take one.
All right. That's three rooms.
Did I say three rooms? There's a bathtub and a floor in there, ain't there?
Yes.
Good enough. There's plenty of space.
Normally, I would argue with you about hotel policy, occupancy issues, and fire codes, but I doubt it would do any good. One single room it is.
Great. Now that that's settled, just give us three keys and we'll be on our way.
First, You need to check your weapons.
Roger that. Check. We all have weapons.
I mean, the hotel has a strict no weapons policy. You will need to relinquish your weapons for the remainder of your stay here at the hotel.
This is ridiculous. We never go anywhere without our weapons. You never know when something weird is going to appear.
Don't I know it? Still, you have to hand them over.
We'll find ourselves another hotel.
Go right ahead. It's just up the road, a piece. And by a piece, I mean 60 miles.
Dang it! Looks like we don't have a choice, boys. But these things cannot, I repeat, cannot fall into the wrong hands.
Don't worry. Our bell captain, Cap, will take good care of them.
And where is this bell captain?
I believe he is, yes, there he is. Asleep in the rock garden.
Not good enough. Not good enough.
Sir, I can assure you, we lock them in the hotel vault. Is that better?
It'll have to do. Well, here's my supply of golden steaks.
Oh, my. These must be quite valuable.
Between you and me, son, they're really just gold-plated. But monsters can't tell the difference, so why spend the dough?
And here's my set of custom-built sewing scissors. Mock ivory inlaid custom-fitted tailor scissors. Hand-forged precision-balanced pinking shears. Mock ivory inlaid custom-fitted tailor scissors. Hand-forged precision-balanced pinking shears. Diamond-studded, monogrammed applique scissors, all designed to permanently remove stitches that hold things together, if you catch my drift.
Not even a bit. And you, sir, I need your weapon, too.
But this is an unlicensed Synchro-Cyclo-Jumbo-Acceleratron.
Yes, I'm duly impressed. Now hand it over. All right, gentlemen, and I use that term with all the effort I can muster, I will see that these items get into the vault in the basement. And here are your three room keys. Your room is 809.
Is there a Coke machine on that floor?
Soda machines are on the odd floors only. Fine. Here are your three room keys for room 709.
Okay, boys, let's head on up and get ready for tonight's banquet.
Oh, can I push the button?
Oh, I really miss the sci-fi convention.
Those guys don't seem so bad. It would be a shame if anything were to happen to their weapons. Oh, yeah. That's exactly what the monsters have in mind. So tune in again tomorrow for episode 12 of Baron's Bunch, all dressed up, somewhere to go.
Special appearances this episode by Grant Pachoco, creator of the Saturday Morning Media family of shows, located at SaturdayMorningMedia.com, and Paul Barry from the Window to the Magic podcast, located at WindowToTheMagic.com.
My goodness, look at the time.
Oh, is it that time already, Sir Patrick? Well, if you want to get in touch with the show, send an email to podcast@comedyforecast.com or call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004.
Let's wrap this up, shall we?
Right, okay. Well, you can follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Just search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. And a special thank you to all of our Patreon patrons.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying,
that's it.
We're done.
Bye-bye.